Homie, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. We're good.
Good.
Romeo, what went into the quarterback change?
Well, you know, there are a couple of things. Look at our records and where we are. Our offensive ranking in the NFL, our offensive production. We've been kind of up and down and not consistent. And so I felt like that needed to change the dynamic on the offensive side. And so decided to go ahead and make that move.
You had said, I guess earlier in the day yesterday, you weren't really thinking about making a change. What kind of went through your mind as the day went on?
Well, you know what, they've been asking me that question for several weeks. So, you know, it's been out there thinking about it. And so yesterday was kind of a combination day. It was like a Monday, Tuesday. And the morning was like Monday, and the afternoon was like Tuesday of a normal week. And so in the afternoons on Tuesday, you got a little bit more time because that's normally game plan day, and you can sit and evaluate more. And so that's what I was able to do in that afternoon. Decided on what I wanted to do. Brought the players in and talked to them and let them know what I was doing. And when I say the players, the two quarterbacks involved, let them know what I was doing. And then continued the preparation for the game on Thursday.
What has Brady shown you behind the scenes as far as his play in practice?
Well, I think that he's a good leader on the field, has a good command of his huddle and the group that he works with, because most of the time he's running off the show team and they're running off cards. But he's calling the formation in our terms. He's calling the routes in our terms and telling the receivers what he wants them to do and where he needs them to line up and things like that. So he just kind of takes that leadership role, and I was somewhat impressed by that because I've seen some quarterbacks who just go in the huddle and look at the card and then just run the card the way it is. But you know, he had some ownership with the show team as it is.
What sort of challenges does he have getting ready on such a short week, though?
Well, see, he's been with us a year and a half, so he knows the offense. The challenge would be that he doesn't have as many reps. But like I just told those guys downstairs, that if D.A. had gotten hit in the head on the first play of the game and he was out, that I wouldn't be able to go to the official and say, hey, hold the game for 7 days and let me get my quarterback ready. You know, quarterback has to be ready. He takes practice times. He's been told that he's one play away, you know, ever since he's been here. And so he's been preparing like he's a starter, and he's just been waiting for his chance. Now he has that chance, and so he's got to take it and do the best he can with it.
The Broncos haven't had a good run here the last several weeks, and the mood here isn't very good. I can imagine what it's like out there in Cleveland. What's your sense right now, the mood out there with the way you guys have started?
Well, we're disappointed in the way we started, you know, because we had high aspirations for this team and what we were going to be able to do this year. And, you know, we start off losing three in a row, and so it was tough, and we're still, you know, fighting an uphill battle. And so, therefore, you know, there's a quarterback change, so it can't be all that smooth. So what we have to do is we have to see if we can rally around this new kid and go out here and try to make some plays on Thursday and try to get it done.
When you're preparing for the Broncos, who do you assume is going to be their running back?
Well, I know that you guys have had some injuries out there, and in my years in this league, it doesn't make any difference who you guys have at running back, because whoever that Mike puts out there, the guy seems to run for 100 yards a game or 1,000 yards in a season. So I know that whoever he puts there will be very capable and competent.
How does their defense change, you think, without DJ Williams?
Well, you know, DJ, inside there, he has speed, tremendous athleticism. It just depends on who they're going to try to replace him with. But just generally, your defense is a fast speed defense. And so I assume that the replacement is going to be someone who has some speed and a good tackler and runs very well to the ball.
Romy, you've been around a lot of teams. When a team can't run the ball, how does it affect everything else you do?
Oh, boy. That hurts. Because we couldn't run the ball last week, you know, playing against that Baltimore team, that defense. And it limits so much of your play-action game. And then when you can't run it, it puts you in situations where you're in third and long. And then they were able to pin the ears back and come after you. That's what you get by not being able to run it. So if you can run it even just a little bit, you can get it to third and five or third and four, where offensively you've got a much better chance to convert. But third and long is hard to convert on.
Romy, you had a chance to see Ekubon play it all on tape?
Yeah, I've seen Ekubon play before.
This season?
No, I haven't seen him much this season.
Okay. Because he's leading this team in sacks. I just wanted to get your impressions.
Okay. Hey, he's doing better than Elvis?
At the moment.
Okay. Well, I know the frame. He has a good frame, long arms, and can come off the corner. I know that about him.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.